even though you did eat something, still you're allowed to make kiddush Friday night, and you're allowed to make avdol on mitzvah Shabbos. Or me should like kiddush be'er Shabbos, if somebody by mistake did not make kiddush Friday night, mekadosh v'ole kol yom kuloi ad mitzvah Shabbos. But the law is you're allowed to make kiddush mamish the whole day of Shabbos. If at the ever you didn't make kiddush Friday night, hey, the mitzvah to make kiddush applies the whole day. Hey, zochreyu, zochres yom Shabbos to kadoshay, even though you're supposed to do it as soon as possible, but the Indian is any time on the day of Shabbos, you're supposed to be in the kaddish Shabbos. So if you didn't do it early Friday night, you could do it the whole day Shabbos. That's the lacha.
Yeah. All right. Now we'll just see again of the Tosfos again and the kufayim at Beis. The shal again, we brought a raya from this brisa that you're allowed to make a havdola and birchas mazon in one case. That one of the shmaminis was the bottom Tosfos toam upogmoy. That if you drink from the kais shal bracha, the leftover wine is called pogum. You're not allowed to use it for a second bracha. Therefore, you can't make havdola first and then drink a little bit, and then use the leftover for birchas mazon. So the end place is the kasha. The akate kikshule, amaloi toimle biyodei oi bikliyacher, kliyama bielu dvorim. Like, what's the question is that you're making a pogum because you're drinking from this kais, and the leftover wine is no good. I have a good eitzim. Make kiddush, make havdola first on this big kais, and pour off a little bit wine, like pour up just a molen lugmov wine into another cup, and you'll drink from the second cup. And the first cup you did not drink from yet, so it's not called pogum yet. And mistama, there's a revius left over, so you could use that kais for birchas hamazon. Like, what do you have to say? You have to drink from the first kais, and you'll make the leftover wine pogum. I have a better eitzim. Pour off the wine right after havdola. Pour off enough wine to have a molen lugmov, just a roiva revius, and then you'll drink, and then you'll drink what you poured off, and the rest of the kais which has revius, you'll leave for havdola. You'll leave for birchas hamazon. So Tais the answer to Yisoid v'yeshleima the bekais choivam. Anytime you're using a kais for a bracha of a chayv to bench on or to make havdol or to make kiddush on, tzoruch lishtois mikais sheyesh barevius. Just like you have to make the kiddush or the havdol on a kais that has a shear of a revius yain inside it, who are they when you go to drink from it, you also have to drink from a kais that has revius on it. Hilkach layefsho lemitam biyodei oy bekliyachem. Therefore, you can't pour off first to another kais, because you can't pour off just a molen lugmov. You're going to have to pour off the whole revius, because when you want to drink from that second kais, there has to be a revius yain in that kais. And if you pour off a revius into the second kais, the first kais will not have a revius left over anymore. Now, this is l'alocha, that if you want to sometimes pour off from your kais into another cup, like to drink from the second cup, and leave the kais or kiddush enough clean to pour off to other people, you have to make sure you pour off into the second cup a revius of yain. Then you could drink from the second cup. But if you don't pour off so much, the etzer is to drink from your kais, because that has a revius yain inside it.
Yeah, now again, the last gemara we had in the Kuvov on the days was about that we came out, Rav holds that kiddush is not called a hefsik. You're allowed to wash your hands before you make kiddush, and then you make kiddush, and then you could eat the pas. Now the gemara brought a raya from Rav that sometimes it happens that he liked bread, and he made kiddush on a rifta, on the bread. And sometimes he liked the yain, and he made kiddush on the yain. So the Rashbam learns, what he was saying before is, that really if you want to, you could make kiddush on pas. And that's why when the pas, when the challah was more choshev, he was hungry, he wanted to have the pas, Rav made kiddush directly on the pas. And therefore that's the Gemara's raya, that kiddush is not called a hefsik. Because in between washing the hands and eating the pas, you have to make kiddush in between. So that's a raya. Kiddush is not called a hefsik. This is the way the Rashbam learns. However, Tosfos brings down by Bariches here that he asked a few kashas on this, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam Shiter is that avada you are not allowed to make kiddush at all on pas. Kiddush b'davka has to be on yain, like we had before, zachreyu ala yain. Mashenkin on bread, there's no such thing as making havdolah, making kiddush on bread. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Okay, the Gemara later is Mashma b'Havdola for sure. Havdola you cannot make on pas. The Rashbam learns that there's a chilik between Havdola and Kiddush, because Kiddush since the beginning of the Suda like, so you could make Kiddush on pas. Mashenken Havdola has nothing to do with the Suda. You're not allowed to make Havdola on pas. However, Rabbeinu Tam learns no, even Kiddush you are not allowed to make on a pas at all. Like really, another kash Rabbeinu Tam was yes on Rashbam is that what's the Gemara bringing a raya that kiddush is not called a hefsek in between the tilush adayim and eating? What's the raya where you make Kiddush on Pas? As Rabbeinu Tam learns, if your mamish is making Kiddush on Pas, so pshita, you have to wash your hands beforehand. Because how do you make Kiddush? First you make Hametz Lechem and Oretz, and then you first make the Kiddush. So pshita, you have to wash your hands before you make Hametz Lechem and Oretz. So how will the Gemara bring in a raya that if you don't make Kiddush on Pas, you just make Kiddush on Yayin also, Birchas HaKiddush is not called Hefsek between the Tilosh Adayim and the Hamoitzi. What's the raya? If you're telling me your mamish making Kiddush on the Pas, so pshita when you make Kiddush on the Pas, there's no Hefsek. But maybe when you don't make it on Pas, you just make it on Yayin, maybe there is a Hefsek in between washing your hands and eating, if you make Kiddush in between. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was a little bit different from Shatnao Gemara. He learns for sure you're not allowed to make Kiddush on Pas. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns Shanao Gemara that he used to wash his hands first. So it says what? You should not make Kiddush. So he says the Pshat is because Rav holds, Rav Shita is Yesh Kiddush Lebe Mokim Suda. So a Pashat afraid if you'd wash your hands first and then you would go make Kiddush, who says you can have your Suda right away? Maybe you'll be Maflik, you wait in between. So therefore you shouldn't wash your hands first. And then it brought down the Mice to know that sometimes Rav wanted to eat bread very much. So then the pshat was that he was able to wash his hands first, and then Avada, he made Kiddush first on Yayin. But here we're not afraid that maybe he'll just wait, because since he wanted to eat bread very much, we are not afraid, we know for sure he'll eat the Suda right away. That's pshat in the Gemara. But our Kol Ponim Rabbeinu Tam learns that for sure you cannot make Kiddush on Pas. However, the Rosh Taka also passes like the Rashbam, that says no, if a person wants to, he could make Kiddush on Pas also. He learns the same way the Rashbam learns Pshat and Al Gemara. Now the Mechaber Paskin, the Simin Reishai and Aleph, that Acha She Kiddush Al HaKois Neito Yoda. His Metchilu, the Eitzer is first to make Kiddush and then you wash your hands like we do. But he says, V'yimnoto Yoda of Koitim Kiddush, let's say somebody did wash his hands first before he made Kiddush. So the Mechaber's Loshin is Golei Darti the Rift of Chavivulei. He shows us that he likes bread. So then the Mechaber says, Lo yikadash ala yayin el ala pas, that you should not make Kiddush on the yayin, but rather make it on the pas. So the Mechaber is passing also at the Rashbam Shita, that if you want to, you can make Kiddush on the pas. Now the Achrenim say it's only here that he says you should make on pas, because you already washed your hands, you made an Al Mitzvah Shadayim. Therefore, if you'd make Kiddush first, maybe it's Hefsik, so it's better to eat pas. Vashenken, if you didn't wash your hands yet, so pshita, even if you do have pas, and even if you want pas, we hold avadim mitchil, it's better to make Kiddush on Yayin. Because befrat, you should be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam shita, that Rabbeinu Tam says, b'chol, you're not letting make Kiddush on pas. Therefore, if you didn't wash your hands yet, even if you like bread, our minig is, of course, to always make Kiddush on Yayin first. And really, the Ramos says it clearly in Simon Reishayin Beis and Sifkon Tes, that the Ramos says, v'chein ha-minig poshet kedivri rosh, v'im yayin beer lo yikadash ala pas. If we have wine available, we should not make Kiddush on pas, but rather make Kiddush on yayin, which we are yates according to all shittis. However, if we do not have yayin around, then we hold at night time it's better to make Kiddush on pas, and you cannot make on chama medina. Vashenkin in the daytime, if we do not have yayin, by daytime, Shabbos by daytime, we hold you cannot make Kiddush ala pas, but rather you have to make Kiddush on chama medina. Because the mitzi we make anyway. It's only a chiddush with the Baruch Yagofen first. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Kuf Sayin Omer Aleph. Again, the second line on top. Mishalo Hivdu B'Moitzoi Shabbos. If somebody did not make Havdolah on Moitzoi Shabbos, Mavdu B'Hoyla Kola Shabbos Kuloi. He can make Havdolah Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Ameimar posach lo losh maitato the Ravom behind Lishna. Ameimar learned over what Rav said a little bit different, like this. Omar Rav said like this. Hilkasa toye mekadish toye mavdol. Even though you ate before Kiddush or before Avdolah, still you're allowed to make Avdolah. Mishle Kiddush Be'er Shabbos. If somebody forgot to make Kiddush on Friday night, is mekadish verla koliyam kulei. You can make Kiddush the whole day on Shabbos. Mishle Hivdu b'moitzoi Shabbos. Now here it's a little bit different. If you forgot to make Avdolah on Moitzoi Shabbos is Aloha, according to this Lashon, Mavdo V'Hoyla Kol Hayom Kulei. You're allowed to make Havdolah the whole day. The whole day means only on Sunday, and not further. In other words, if you did not make Havdolah by Sunday, you cannot make it on Monday or Tuesday. Whereas the first Lashon holds, you could say it, Kol Ha, Kol Ha,
kola Shabbos kula, which means even Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. With mitzvah Shabbos, you can make Avdolah Sunday by day. But more than that, you can't do. And that's the second Gersa, says different than the first Gersa. Yeah, our Torah is also like that. That Amei Mamatatai says, the Seif Milsa Gassinon, Mavzav Hoyla Kol HaYam Kulay. That's the difference. That the second Gersa says only that one day. Vila Vachi Hainu Lishnakama. If not for that, the same halacha. The halacha, though, the Torah is Lishnakama. The halacha is like the first Lashon. The Mavdal Ad Revi B'Shabbos. If you forgot to make Avdolah on Shabbos, Soy Shabbos, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can still say it on Tuesday. Could you have Chil Yel? When Mitzvah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, we don't make Avdolah Tisha B'Av, but rather we wait till after Tisha B'Av, we'll make Avdolah. So we pass like this, it doesn't have to be on Sunday, it could be on Monday, Tuesday also. Right. Amri Lei, Mar Yenuka, Omar Kishisha, he's the older son, and the younger son, the name was Mar Yenuka, means the younger one, the Mar Kishisha, an older one. Berei the Rav Chisda. These were the sons of Rav Chisda. They said to Rav Ashi, hey, the sons of Rav Chisda spoke to Rav Ashi, and they said, Zim Ninchad, it once happened, Ikloi Yameimer, that Ameimer went, Liastrin, Ameimer came into our city. And we did not have any wine to give him. It was a shal of making Abdullah, it was Mitzvah Shabbos, and Ameimer came to the house to make Abdullah. They didn't have any wine to give Ameimer. Is I seen Allah Shikra. You know what we did? We gave him beer. Instead of giving him wine to make Abdullah, we gave him beer. V'loy Avdol, and Ameimer did not make Abdullah on beer, or Bas Tavis, rather he fasted the whole night, Mitzvah Shabbos, Allah Riz, before you make Abdullah, you're not allowed to eat. So since he didn't have wine to make Abdullah, he did not eat at all. Lamachor, the next day, on Sunday morning, Tarachno, the Bnei Rav Chisda saying that we ourselves bothered, looked around to try and get some wine. V'yasinu lechamer, and we brought him wine Sunday morning. V'yavdol, and then he made Abdullah Sunday morning first. V'toyamidi, and then he tasted something, then he ate something. But the locher is, before you make Abdullah, you're not allowed to eat. Sitaka didn't eat. And Rashbam says, Ubas Tovas means Lord Muna, he slept without eating. Shloi Ochal, Ukru over the meal. Yeah. So that's what happened that year. That year, Ameimer did not want to make Abdullah on beer. He rather waited till Sunday morning to get wine. So the Gemara Lishona Suvi Glory Liasrim. The next year, it happened the same thing, that Ameimer again came to visit them. And the Vaita, the same thing happened, Lehevi Lon Chamer, the same thing happened again, that it came with Tzoy Shabbos to make Abdullah, they didn't have any wine left over. Is Asino Shikra, then again, the next year again, they came and brought him beer. Omar, so now Ameimer said like this, Ihochi, if this is the case, that I see in this city they don't have wine, and you ran short of wine the second time already, what do you have a lot? You have a lot of beer. So Ihochi, if this is the case, Chamar Medinahu, I see that beer is the Chamar Medina, is the drink of the city. This is the drink that most people drink, that you are like Kaveya Suda on beer. So Avizoy, then he said Avdil. Avizoy, now that I realize that beer is the Chamar Medina, that's the main drink of this city, I'll make Avdullah and Chamar Medina on the beer. Vitoyamidi. And then he went and ate something right after the Avdullah. That was the Maisa with Ameima. So the Gemara says now, Shema Mina Tlas. From this Maisa, we learn now three different halachis. Shema Mina, what halach we hear from here is that Hamavdu b'tfilam tzorach sheyavdol al hakoyis. That even though you make Havdalah in Shemon Esrei and Mitzvah Shabbos, in the Atoch and Antona we say, still when you come home, you have to make Havdalah al hakoyis. Because that was the Shalom Meimer. Avad he davened in Shul. Still when he came home, he had to make Havdalah. And the first year they didn't have wine, so he waited till Sunday morning. And the next year already he made it on beer. But you see, you have to make Havdalah al hakoyis. Ushma Mina, the second raya is that also lo liyodom sheyoicha koydim sheyavdul. You're not allowed to eat anything until you make Abdullah first. So therefore, the first year that Ameimer was makpi v'dafka to make Abdullah on wine, and they didn't have wine with soy Shabbos, he didn't eat anything. He waited till Sunday morning. Then they got him wine and they made Abdullah, and he first ate Sunday morning. But with soy Shabbos, he did not eat at all. Ushma Mina, the third raya we have is that mishva hivdu b'moytsoy Shabbos. If you don't make Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos, because that's what happened to Ameima the first year, that he did not have wine, so he did not make Avdolah at Moitzoy Shabbos, is Mavdav Hoyla Kola Shabbos Kulay. You're allowed to make Avdolah later on. Even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're still allowed to make Avdolah. So Tais speaks out that really this we don't have a raya. Tais says, Shramina Mavdav Kola Shabbos Kulay. Le Shamina Minor, Ela Kol Hayyim. If you don't have a raya from Ameima, you could do it Monday and Tuesday also. You only have a raya, you could do it on Sunday. Because Ameima made Avdolah on Sunday. And that was the second lashon we had before. That you could only make Avdolah Sunday, not further. So Tais just says, Ela Noka Tochi, Mishum Dalocha came. This is Dalocha. Like we Tais said before. We passed like the first lashon, that you're allowed to make Avdolah Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, if you didn't make it. So these three halachas we see from here. So Rashbam says like this, Chamar Medina, Rashbam says, Ein Yayin Achabir. If you don't have any other one in the city, Hazois, Kiyim Sheikhur, the only thing you have is only beer. Hiltach Mavilim Boy, therefore you're allowed to make Avdolah. So the Rashbam is saying, what is considered Chamar Medina? When can you use Chamar Medina? Only in a time when there's no wine around town. But if you do have wine around town, you would not be allowed to make Avdolah on Chamar Medina. This is the Rashbam Shita. V'chein halacha, this is the halacha also. Avomayim loyikri chamar medina. But water is never called chamar medina. V'yei mavdina alamayim. You're not allowed to make avdolah on wine. Afilu heicha deleka sheicha v'yayin. Even if in this city now, you have no beer and no wine, still you can't make avdolah on wine, on water. Because it has to have a chshivas. It has to be something that, this is a shail exactly what chamar medina means. Some say that it has to be a good drink that people are kaveh the suduron. Like usually you kaveh a suduron wine. That's the most kosher drink. If you don't have wine, the next thing is beer. Let's say in your town you don't have beer. It has to be something that's kaveh that people mamish use for the ikud the sudur. Exactly, if it's not beer, I'm not sure what it would be today. I don't know what else would be chamar medina. Let's just say schnapps. The people have kaveh a suduron a schnapps. They'll drink a kosher drink a schnapps, according to this pshat. Other mepharshim learn it doesn't have to be something you kaveh a suduron. It just means it has to be a chush of a drink that you would mechabed norich. If a guest comes to your house, you want to give him something prestigious to drink, a chush of a thing, so this is a chush of a drink you would give him. So just water, that's not called a chush. So it's a shayla exactly what is called chamar medina, if not for beer. Some people want to say tea and coffee would be called chamar medina, because that's something given norich. If a guest comes into your house, a chush of a drink would be. Soda, me myself, I would say soda is also, but I'm not sure. Other people say soda is not. By me, yeah, right. Russia, yeah, right. Schnapps would be good also, right. Schnapps is also good, right. Question is soda, though. The Chura, somebody comes and wants a drink. If a person likes to drink soda, that's a choshev, a drink that he enjoys drinking it. It's something choshev. Other people say, no, it's not called dava choshev. Soda is just something you drink because you're thirsty. But when you want to have a good drink, you don't drink soda. You'll drink maybe schnapps, you'll drink beer, you'll drink wine. Maybe tea you'll take. Maybe that's a chashiva thing. There's also a shayla milk. Milk's also a shayla. Some people maybe would say yes, some people would say no. I would say yes, maybe. I'm not sure though. I mean, it has to be, Ramosha says it has to be something that you enjoy, like when they have a guest over your house, you would give them something, you'll give them a prestigious drink. It has to be something chashiva. So it's doubtful. Some people say yes, some people say no. If you have nothing else, you can make it on tea. If you don't have wine, you have no beer, and you don't have any schnapps, then you couldn't make on tea. That's the only thing you have, the chur you can make on that. But according to Rashbam, he's the most common to Geshit, he says no. The Rashbam holds the ikur you have to make avdol only on wine. The only time you could use chamar medina is if you don't have any wine in the town. So today on the chur that wouldn't apply. Unless maybe just in your house, but even if you don't have in your house, your neighbor has. Like there is wine in the town. So you can go to your neighbor and borrow wine from your neighbor. So according to Rashbam, the chur you wouldn't have the heter of chamar medina today. But according to other Mepharshim, you would have the heter of chamar medina. In the case that you don't want to make on wine, based for some reason, then maybe you could use chamar medina. But according to everybody, the best thing is to make avdolah on wine. At least chutz on grape juice. You're right. So Rashbam says, what shamim minei tlas, gimel dvorim b'sidrei havdolah. V'yaf agad shemini minei dem avdilo nal chamar medina. The Chur Rashbam says, the Gemara left out the ikah chiddush here. That you allow to make avdolah in case we don't have wine, you could do it on beer. Afalpi she'eno yain lechoshev. This the more doesn't include the loyari ella b'seder avdolah. We only want to say things about how you're going to make avdolah, and not on the type of wine you're going to use for avdolah. Inami toy Rashbam says milso de pshitu.
Since there's no other wine in the whole city, that's a Svarab Shuta, that you should make Avdol on the Chamar Medina on the beer rather than not making Avdol at all. Since the Rashbam Shita, that Chamar Medina only helps when you don't have any other wine in town. Another Mepharshim learned that in a case where you would like the Chamar Medina better, maybe you would be allowed to use it. Now the other Chiddush here is, we see here from the Maimer, that at the first year, when he didn't have wine, he didn't make Havdalah, so therefore he did not eat. What did he do? He pushed away until the next day. So according to Shailer is before we had the Halacha, that in case the guy comes home, and he only has one cup of wine in his house. So the Halacha was, he was allowed to first eat the Mlava Malka, and then use that one cup of wine for two purposes, for making Havdalah and for benching. Now the question is, how are you allowed to eat the meal before you make Havdalah? You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Just like you see Amemur. Amemur Mamish didn't eat at all Mitzvah Shabbos, and he waited till Sunday morning. So why was the locker over there that you're allowed to eat first, and then make Havdalah later? The Chur should be Yosset eat. So the Rosh says, Enochanami. In the case before, we're talking about that the person knows this is the only cup of wine he has. Today, tomorrow, the next day, he knows he's not going to get any more wine. There's no more wine in town. This is the only cup I have. So in that case, there's nothing to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't have any more wine. Then we say for sure, right now you're allowed to eat, because you want to use this cup to make Havdalah run also. Therefore, use this cup right now and eat first, because, of course, why? Because you want to use this wine for Havdalah. You want to use the wine for benching also. It's to say you should fast, you can't fast forever, because in the coming time tomorrow you have to eat. Here we're talking about a Meimah knew that by tomorrow there will be wine. So when you know by tomorrow for sure you'll have wine, then you're not allowed to eat Mitzvah Shabbos. Then you'll have to wait until you make Havdalah first. Just if you know you're not going to get any more wine, or the chal, a guy knows he can't get wine, then he would be allowed to eat. It's only if you know by tomorrow you'll get wine, you're not supposed to eat now until you get the wine. So the case before was he knew he's not going to get any more wine. This is the only wine I have right now. So if I make a Havdalah right now, he knew he won't be able to use the yain for benching. So therefore he thought it's better to leave the wine for Birchas Hamazon, and you do two on one. You'll make Havdalah and you'll bench on the same case.
Right. So Rav Huna has to shout from Chizda. What's going to be about making Kiddush? Pashta means Friday night. Are you allowed to make Kiddush on beer? Omar, so he answered back, Hashta, Omar Pizuma. This is a better type of a beer, a more chosh of a beer. Utaini, another type, we'll soon see another type of a beer. The Asni, the boy in the name of Rav, they asked the Charlotte from Rav already, could we use these type of a drinks to make Kiddush on? For Rav and Rav Chia, and Rav asked the Charlotte from Rav Chia, for Rav Chia, may ready, for Lai Poshit Lai, and he didn't answer them, he didn't get a clear answer, could I use these things for Kiddush? Abizai Shikhra mi boy, for sure you're not going to get a clear answer about beer, because beer is less kosher than those drinks. So Rashbam says, Ma lekedusha yashichra, be'makom shein yayin. This is the way the Rashbam learns the Shaila. That the Christ says there's no wine in town. Nobody has wine. So who are you stuck? How are you going to make Kiddush Friday night? So Shaila was, even in the case where you have no wine, are you allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? That was the Shaila. So he answered him back, that Kura no. Because even Pizuma, Rashi says, Sheikha Sarim, you make beer out of barley. Or else Taini, means Sheikha Tainim, you make beer from figs. The Yasni, Shaisim Sheikha Mipri Sneh, you make beer out of a type of a fruit that comes out of the snare. Maybe it means but it doesn't have a fruit. We call that the soil digger fruits, the sabres maybe. They're going to Sim. Now these drinks are better than a regular beer. The regular beer was only made out of dates. So these type of beers were much better beers, and still they asked the question, and they didn't get an answer. So Chori meant to say, Shikri mi boy, for sure you can't use it. So Sovim Minei, they thought that what did Rav mean to answer? That Kedusha Yehudu Loi Maktishinan Alayim. You can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. To use beer for Kiddush, you're not allowed to use. Avlavdule Mabdulinim.
But they thought to make Havdalah, that's mutter. You are allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. Ali Budarab, it's in the case that the Rashbam learns that you don't have any wine, then you would be allowed to use beer to make Havdalah on. Amalu Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda answered back and said, no. Hochi Yom Rav. This is what I heard beferish from Rav. That Rav himself said, Kishem Shein Mekadishim Olam. The same way you're not allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina on beer, you would have to make Kiddush on wine, or else maybe on Pas, Friday night, you're allowed to use Pas. If you don't have wine, the next best thing is to use bread, the challah, but not to use beer. Is Kach Ein Mavir Nolo. The same thing Rav said to Farish, you're not allowed to make Havdalah on beer. Hey, Havdalah also is Bedavka on wine and nothing else. Marit Manami Omer Rav Tachlipa Baravimi, that Rav Tachlipa said over the name the son of Avimi, that Omer Shmuel said over the name of Shmuel, that Kishem Shem Mekadosh Malov, the same way you cannot make Kiddush on beer on Chamar Medina, the best drink in the town, Kach Ein Mavdilun Olov, the same way you can't use this Chamar Medina, the special drink, to make Havdalah on. You would not have to use wine and nothing else. That was their shita. So tomorrow, Levi Shodale L'Rebbe Shechroi Barat Leisi Magini. His Levi sent to Rebbe special type of beer. A beer that went through 13 different processes. How it was made. Is, so Drashi, a Leisi Magini means Shinosan Hamayim Ala Tamorim. He put this water over the dates to get beer. The Yachakach after that, Noisan Al Tamor Macherim. Then he took that first like beer and put over another set of dates. He did this 13 times. And Mela got a very good taste. So Gemara says, have a boss's tuva. It mamish tasted very sweet and very good. Omar, the Rebbe said, for such a special drink like this, you're allowed to use it for Kiddush. For loy merol of kol shiras v'shizmachis. Any type of a kais that you want to use to give shvach to Hashem, you're allowed to use this for. This is a very special drink. It tastes so good, you're allowed to use it. But Lila, after he drank it at night time, sorry, he got like he had to go, he had a shulshul. This beer made him give pains at night. Trashy, sorry, shulshul, the tomorrow mishalshul, made him go. He drank too much of this beer that comes from dates, gives him a shalshul, to the minimum exudis. So Mel Omri said, Meyasrin Mufayas, this is something that gives me a surum fakir, that gives me pains. With this, I should go be Mephias, like ESPs give peace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try and be Mephias Hashem. So he changed his mind to say, don't use this. Don't use beer to make Kiddush on, or make Havdalah on. Rashi Betamiya, the Chimisha Metzayer Royu Mephias Leratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Volei Merol of Kiddush, that now I say that this drink is not such a good drink. Therefore he changed his mind to not use it for Kiddush or for Havdalah. Anom Rav Yosef, Edo Barabim, I'm going to make a neder in front of a rabbin, a lot of people, that I should not drink beer. Notice he saw also that beer at the beginning it tastes good, but really later it does harm for you. So he wanted to make himself not drink it, so he made a neder of a rabbin. So Shbam says, "Is a rabbin neder shen le'afor." If you make a neder of a rabbin, there's no afor, you can't take off that neder, so for sure he won't be able to drink beer anymore. Omar Rava, ishti meizurin v'lo ishti shichra. I'll rather drink water that I soaked flax in, Rashbam, may Mishras Pishtin, the water that I soaked flax in, better than drinking beer, because beer is harmful for you. V'yama Rava, Tevish Yusai Shichra, somebody that's going to use beer to make Havdalah should be so poor that he should not be able to buy any more beer. Manda Mekadosh HaShichra, hey, somebody that makes Kiddush on Shechra, on beer, against like a klolo, that he should be so poor, he won't be able to even buy any more beer. Rav Ashkechei Rav Huna de Kiddush HaShichra. Rav found Rav Huna that he made Kiddush on beer. He held it with mutter. Omalei, so he said to him, L'churon, Shari Abba Lemikne Yastira Mishichra. Now, your father right now just went into the beer business and he started to make some money. He's Abba Lemikne to send to get a Yastira, means these good coins, Mishichra. He's on the fact your father just went to the business to sell the beer, he became rich, he got a lot of money. So therefore, like you're so happy with beer, like you, beer is a very choshev thing. So that's why you used it for Kiddush. In other words, to you, it's very, very choshev. The Drashbam, Shoru Layaba, his chalasoy shecher, ulishtakaboy. Has your father started to make beer, and he made business out of it. The yofa ben echa, therefore it's very good in your eyes, ulmekadashat olav. That's why you made Kiddush on it. So Chura pushed it to Machlekes here, whether you could make Kiddush on Chamar Medina or not. If you have a drink that's very chosh, if you like it very, very much, could you make Kiddush on it or not? So Chura is different on the Yomim here. Now Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce says like this, Ein Mekadishim El Al Yayin. You know, you're only allowed to make Kiddush only on Yayin. The Yayin Mevorchin El Al Yayin. And you're only allowed to make a bracha on wine. Fred Gemara, what do you mean you only make a bracha on wine? Avad, if you drink beer or water, you also have to make a bracha. You have to make a shakol niyev dvaroi. So what are you saying, such a lashon, that you only make a bracha only on yayin? Omer Rabbayis, Rabbayis says, hochi komer. This is what I meant to say. Ein oimrim, we do not say, habo kesha bracha. Whenever you want to make a bracha, like benching birchas hamazon or kiddush ravdolah, so we say that then you're supposed to use a kais or yayin, you're supposed to use a kais, on which kais do you bring? Levarach elo al yayin, only for yayin. Say nechnami. If you stop drink water or drink beer, pshita you have to make a bruch, you have to make a shakul niyem devaroi. But when you want to use a kais to make a special brocher on it, like kiddush or avdola, birchas hamazon, you bedavka have to use wine and not anything else. Tana Rabbanan, the other brayta says, Ein mekadeshin ala shecher. You're not allowed to use beer to make kiddush on. Even if you like it, still you can't use it. You have to use davka wine. Mishum yabalozer bar Rebbe Shimon amru mekadeshim. You are allowed to make kiddush. No, he owes you allowed to make kiddush even on beer. Meti matziayin kolshu. There's another loch now. No. Mekadeshin meti matziayin kolshu. So to Rashbam. Metimas yayin kolshu. That means oisa tima shomru amavorach tzar chitin. That we had before. That the person that makes kiddush, you're supposed to drink some wine from the kais. So how much do you have to drink? So first of all, Yama says oisa tima dai b'kolshu. It's enough if you take a little sip. As long as the mekadesh takes a little sip, drinks something from the kais, that's all right. So Pasha, the Bryce is saying again that ain't mekadesh in ala sheicher. You're not allowed to make kiddush on beer. That's for sure. Then the next chiddush is Mishum Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Amru, Mekadeshin Metimas Yayin Kolshu. That's what we say when you make kiddush. You have to drink from the cup. How much wine do you have to drink or kolshu? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mole Lugma. No, you have to drink more than Stam Kolshu. You have to drink a Mole Lugma. A Mole Lugma usually means a mouthful. So here it doesn't mean a complete mouthful. It means as much as you pull it on one side will blow up like this. Just one side full of your mouth, that's how much you have to drink. So the Rashbam. V'toyim ol lugma v'yot, let's see, right, the Mar says the same lashon like that. Now, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, v'chein toni Rav Gidol d'minarish, ha-mekadish, whoever makes kiddish, v'toyim ol lugma, and he drinks from the wine, this shear, a ol lugma of a mouthful, is yotza, he's mekayim the mitzvah's kiddish. V'yim lav, if he does not drink a molid lugma from the kaisho yayin, the locher is lo yotza. He is not mekayim the mitzvah kiddush. And that's where we hold the locher also. And Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ano Tanina Lo, I learned like this, loy gidol bar Menashe, not the gidol the son of Menashe, v'loy gidol bar Menyumi, and not the lashon of gidol bar Menyumi, elo gidol stoma. Now I said over this halacha for the name of gidol stoma, that was his name. That he said this halacha, that if you drink from the wine of Molin Lugmav, you're yaitzah the mitzvah kiddush. And if you don't drink, you are not mekayim mitzvah kiddush. So you have to make kiddush over again. So the moral of my nafkamina, what's nafkamina, what his name was? Lemir Madidei Adidei. It's a big nafkamina to know who you're saying it over from. If you're going to say the name was Gidol, Bar Menashe, the Shalik, can you ask another stereo someplace else, hear another memory from Gidol? That's a stereo. No, it's two different people. But now that I'm telling you the one that said this memory was Gidol, you should know. If you're going to hear somebody else that says Gidol says something else, there's a stereo between the two man and the Yomrim. So it's important to know exactly who was the one to say, if you can ask the question or not. So Shbam says like this, Toyam Zokta Vitoyam Molalugma Zokta Yotza Vyam Lav Lo Yotza Zokta Rashbam Vihoch Yotza. That's what we paskin. For who shall I toyam echod Mikola Mesubin? Avol toyam echod mehem Yotza Kulam Yidechavosan Vyafa Pishloi Tomu. But that we say in Atme Kai Mitzvah Kiddush, that's only if nobody drank from the Kais. Not alone didn't the one that made Kiddush, but even the other people didn't drink. But if some of the people that were Yotze Kiddush, if they drank from the Kais, then it's all right. As long as they drank a Molly Lugma, as long as one person drank a Molly Lugma out of this Kais, then you make the Mitzvah Kiddush. Omri Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Anot Tanin Lo, Lo Masis Mishmed Rav Gidul, Avolein Amaski Mihu Shemoy Gidul, Bar Menashe Gidul Diminish Narnish. And we didn't say who it was, and I'm telling you, it's Gidul Stam. Now, Taisa says, what's the Molly Lugma? So Taisim, Toye Molly Lugma of Yotza, Okay, the first for Yuma, Kol She'ilu Mesalka Letzad Echod, if you push everything you have in your mouth, you fill your mouth up with liquid, and you push it to one side, Yira Kamala Lugma. It looks like that one side is full. Now, how much is it? They have a pachas mirvias. It's less than a revias. Because they are minin hosam. Avo Mala Lugma, a real full mouthful, are minin hosam, they have a yasim revias. It's more than revias. Now, Faisa says, how much is a Mala Lugma? Venera shurayv revias. It's a rive of a revias. The Yarmin Lakamon. Vahu de shasa ruba de kosa. You have to at least drink rive of your kais of wine that you use for kiddush. And whatever shear you have a revias, you have to drink rove of it. The Taita says, V'daf k'lo de benini, avliyeg belach haboshin boi tzveik, remin am hasam. But I call upon him, exactly how much revias is, that's a machlekes. Some say it's 3.3 ounces, some say for the rice you should have at least 4.4 ounces, some say it's even more, the Chazon Yeshit is 5 ounces already. But the Ramesh Yuji says that for the Rabbanon, it's 3.3 ounces, and for the rice it should be 4.4. So we're here for this din of drinking the zikr only the Rabbanon the Galachah. So the Chura, how much wine do you have to drink? You have to drink roiv of 3.3, which would be at least 1.7 probably. 1.7 ounces. That's how much of wine you would have to drink. Now, Tosfos sheet there is and the Rashbam sheet there is that one person has to drink it. Either the one that makes Kiddush, or else one of the people that heard Kiddush, if they drink that much wine, then it's alright. Now, Lalach is brought down. Avada, the best thing is the one that makes Kiddush, he should drink from the wine himself first. If he doesn't drink, let somebody else drink that shear. And the halacha is, if nobody drinks that shear, but you have a few people drinking, each one only takes a little sip, and all together, all the sips equal up to a rov revias, to the effort you are by crying Mrs. Kiddush. You would not have to make Kiddush over again. Because there are some shittas that learns everybody's drinking together is enough. In other words, like it's a genai. The svar is, if you make Kiddush on a kosher yayin, it's a genai. It's not nice to leave the wine alone. You just made a bracha over. It's not nice if it's not drunk. So as long as you have a few people drinking it together, it's also okay for the effort. If nobody drinks from it, just take a sip, you're not making the mitzvah. But if a few people drank from it, and together they drank a molen lugmav, for the effort, that's good. But if Adam Metchila, the one that makes Kiddush, should drink from it. Yeah. Right, Samach Lemincha. Here the Mishnah says, what on Erev Pesach, Anu Alocha, you're not allowed to eat Samach Lemincha. That was Lashon. Erev Sochim, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yerchalodim. You're not supposed to eat anything, Atche Techshon, until it becomes nighttime. So the question is, what is called Mincha? What does it mean, Samach Lemincha? So the Mari Boilu, have a question. Samach Lemincha Gedola, does it mean next to Mincha Gedola, which Mincha Gedola is 12:30, it's Mamash half an hour after Chatzos, and Samach would mean half an hour before that, means Mamash 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to stop eating on Erev Pesach, Tanan, or Dilma maybe no. Samach Lemincha Katana, it means next to Mincha Katana, which is 3:30 in the afternoon, that's called Mincha Katana, and Samach would mean at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock at the beginning of the 10th hour of the day, that's when you would have to stop eating. That's the Shaila. Samar explains now, Tanan. Samach Lemincha Gedola Tanan. What's the svar for that? Why would I think that it means Mincha Gedola at 12 o'clock you have to stop eating? Or Mishrim Pesach. The svar is because at 12 o'clock by Chatzos you have to start worrying about your Korban Pesach. That's when you can start making the Shechita at Chatzos. Dil Ma'asa Lemimshach. We're afraid if you're going to start having Yesuda Chatzos on Erev Pesach, you'll continue Yesuda and you'll forget about bringing the Korban Pesach. That's why right away at the time to bring a Korban Pesach, at that time you have to stop eating. So, Rashbam, or Mishum Pesach, Shema Yoshe B'Sudi, you'll sit down to eat a Sudi now, V'Yivshi, you'll make a mistake, Miyasas Pesach, you'll be poshi, you'll forget to make bring a Korban Pesach. Therefore, that's the din of the Mishnah, that as soon as it comes the time to bring a Korban Pesach, you have to stop eating. V'Yossi Lemnuya Milamevat Piskor, and we're afraid you'll forget to bring the Korban Pesach. So, Taisha speaks out, V'Yafilu Ach